Hello and welcome to Bright Spots Radio. I am your host, Sandra Laura Manuela, and it is my passion to guide women worldwide to a life that feels fulfilled, happy, and simply amazing. This podcast is created especially for you, so you can remember that you've got all it takes to become that wildly wonderful woman. Each episode, I offer you tiny pockets filled with endless bright spots. In my own life, I've experienced quantum shifts from being a woman who was constantly hijacked by fear, self-doubt, overwhelming emotions, to the woman I am today, who feels so good in her skin and knows how to claim and contain her inner magic, beauty, and power. These podcasts are here so that you know the best is yet to come. Hello, gorgeous human being. Hello, wildly wonderful woman. How are you doing? How is life? How has 2023 been for you? And what are your desires for 2024? I'm curious to know. Let me know. Shall I share my experiences? Well, 2023 for me was the most magical, amazing, life-shifting year in a lifetime. And it was also the most shaky year. Can you hear the contrast in that? Luckily, I've learned how to dance with the contrast, but it's been exactly like I'm telling you. It's been the most magical and it's been the most horror year. But one thing is for sure, I've never felt so deeply connected to who I truly am as a woman. My true nature, my true voice, and that gift that has brought me to a better health, because my thyroid, which 4 years ago was completely hyperactive, and they even wanted to operate on it. Well, today it's a perfectly healthy thyroid. And that is something that I'm celebrating each day. How did it heal? Well, lots and lots and lots of deep diving, clearing up my inner shit, discovering more of my authentic power and confidence to speak my deepest truth, even if others are not okay with it, and to give myself full permission to be the woman that I am and that I am meant to be. And this is my deepest wish for you, my love. And of course, all that in combination with the perfect homeopathic and scientific doctor's team. They went hand in hand and they made it a win. 2023 was also most magical because I did a firewalk. I did it. I stayed for more than 3 minutes in an ice bath. I did it. I went to Africa. And I got even more connected with my true nature thanks to the beauty of Africa's nature. I was co-author of another bestseller with the amazing Mary Diamond, my friend and my mentor. And my business grew just that little bit, but it made 2023 magical. But you know how life goes. We ride the waves. And when one wave goes up, you know it's also going to go down again. That's life here on Earth. That's what makes it exciting and challenging. So let's say that October was horror. Horror because of what happened in the world, and many of my friends from both sides are involved. But I also got shaken by not only seeing the brutality in the world far away from me, but also in my own neighborhood circle, how sometimes people who maybe have never learned how to deal with emotions can really destroy something that was built up very precious over many, many years. And it made me decide that from now on, I'm even going to be kinder. I'm even going to be more gentle with myself, first of all, and also with other humans. Because sometimes we don't realize how words can kill. So that's been a little bit 2023 for me. But let's talk about 2024. Because I know it's going to be better for you, for me, for all of us. Because no matter how much horror and brutality the media shows us, I want you to know that so many people I see globally, because I travel a lot, I connect a lot with all humans around the world, they are waking up. So many beautiful women are reconnecting with their true power, with their true nature, with their true beauty and their shameless voice. And I know from my own experience that life only supports you and is going to support you more and more once you decide to become your true self, your unapologetic self. And my dream for 2024 is to have space, to breathe the fresh air, also to travel more for my work, to go global more, and also to reconnect with my Belgian audience again. Because for years I did lifestyle on television, on radio, and I sort of disconnected from that for a while because I needed the deeper healing. I needed to rediscover myself and to reinvent myself or to become more of who I am. And just recently I tasted television work again in my city of Antwerp. Oh, it tasted so good. It tasted like more. So many fresh plants that I am looking forward to. Now, my gift for you today is to show you that if you want to create a magical 2024 for yourself, you need to start preparing now. It's like when you build a house, you need to prepare. You need to set a solid foundation. And that's what I'm going to help you with. Set a firm, solid foundation for yourself. Something you can always go back to and sometimes even readjust. And let's start with looking at your life. What, if you look at 2023, are you willing to let go of? If you look at your life today, your health, your vitality, the money on your bank account, your successes or your failures. So this is also what you need to know. If you want to start 2024 powerful, you need to ask yourself, what am I willing to let go of? What kind of thoughts? What kind of beliefs? What are the beliefs I have about myself, about the others, about life, about money, about success, about womanhood, manhood? Look at them. Become curious. How can you do that? Well, go for a walk in nature today. Become curious and just look around you. How do people treat you? How do you treat people? What's the money on your bank account? How do you feel at your work? Do you feel fulfilled, get energy out of your work, or do you feel drained? How is your health? How is your vitality? How is your emotional health? How is your mental health? If you answer very honest to all these questions, it will say so much about you. There's one thing in common here, and that is you. And if you look at your life from that level, all around you, with all the questions I've been asking you, then you can ask yourself, a person who would live this kind of life, what does she believe about herself? Ooh, this might be a painful one. Yep, that's what I teach my ladies. You are responsible for your own results. Because you made again and again the choices, and the choices you made in the past are showing up today. Whether it's on a conscious or a subconscious level, you made the choices. Pooh! When I teach this to my clients, they first often protest. They go, yes, but she did that and he did that. And then I say, yes, and you tolerated it and you danced with it. And then they become silent. So number one, if you want a powerful 2024, what are you letting go of? Number two, what does your life on all areas tell you about you, your beliefs? Number three, what are you no longer willing to tolerate in 2024? I've got two more coming here after this special message for you. Hey lady, you could make 2024 your best year ever. A year in which you give yourself full permission to be who you are and no longer play all those parts the external world wants you to be. Let's be honest, this is so draining. So let's go that little bit deeper. Honor your body just that little bit more. Let's cultivate a powerful, healthy mindset and let's learn how to become emotional mature as a woman. You can't start young enough doing this work, and it's never too late either. Just start. That's why I'm opening up new spots to work one-to-one for 3 months with me. 3 months of intense guidance, support, mentoring, so you can start 2024 with all the tools you need as a woman to live a fulfilled life. That's what my new program In Her Power is all about. Reach out to me via Messenger or sandralauramanuela.com, because my lady, it's time. So let's make 2024 powerful by doing the preparation. And I want to talk about healthy boundaries and higher standards for yourself. I want to help you create a whole new paradigm for yourself, because this is what you will need if you want to become that self-expressed, fulfilled woman. What is a paradigm? A paradigm is like a mental foundation that supports you. And very often we live in old paradigms that we inherited from our ancestors, our parents, our culture, our religion, our community. Yet that paradigm is too small. It's too narrow. It's not serving you anymore. So in my country, in Belgium, especially the beautiful generation of my parents, and bless them, I love them so very, very much. That generation has a certain expression, and they say, you sometimes have to put water in your wine. I often hear people say that. And some people even say, you sometimes have to drink more water than wine. Have you ever heard that expression in your country? Now, just imagine. Have you ever had the most exquisite, rich, divine, unique wine bottle in your hands? That kind of wine that you are just longing to taste and to give your evening that special quality, that finishing touch? That absolute exquisite wine? Have you ever had such a bottle in your hands? And you will just say, well, because such and such and so, I'll just put a little bit of water in my wine. Blah, boo. I don't think so. What a shame. The wine who has been ripening that divine wine that is a gift of life, and you're going to put water in your wine? Mm-mm, I don't think so. So here comes my next beautiful tool for you. Don't you dare to lower your standards because someone in the outside world wants you to put water in that exquisite wine that you are, my love. Because you remember one thing, you are unique. There is only one you, and that will make you limited edition. You are the one. Don't you ever lower your standards and water down your deepest truth, your self-worth, your beauty, your richness. That's why number four of this episode is have high standards for yourself and never lower them. And to keep those standards high, you will probably have to set higher, healthy boundaries. Now, boundaries have got nothing to do with keeping people out of your heart and putting a wall around your heart. So boundaries are not rigid either. Boundaries, and this is the biggest lesson I have learned this year, literally, boundaries are always to keep you safe, grounded inside yourself, rooted in your magic. What does that mean practically? Again, stop tolerating toxic situations in your life. If you keep tolerating toxic people, toxic situations who do not take responsibility for their own behavior, their own emotions, their own blah, 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 you won't be able to grow into that next best version of yourself. I know this for sure because I've been living this life for more than 15 years. I walk my talk. I live it. Everything I teach is something that I have lived and lived again. So life has proven to me it works. If you want to grow into your next best version and get better results, aligned with who you truly are, you must have higher standards and clear, healthy, new boundaries. So, to complete this episode, if you want to start 2024 powerful, start now. This is what I teach women worldwide all the time. I don't just give blah, blah, blah. I walk the talk. And not only that, I invite all those who walk with me to implement, to constantly keep on moving, because this is how we do it. It's not only learning from a book, it's implementing day in, day out. You fall down, you get up again. But this is how your life becomes like a radiant diamond, juicy and jazzy. And even in my own life, these boundaries and the standards I set, it's a constant journey of refining, just like polishing the diamond. But remember, we are all masterpieces in progress. My love, thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me in your ears and in your heart. And make 2024 magical. You've got all it takes. And that's my cat jumping up, if you can hear it in the background. So also Joy, my cat, and Winston, my two beautiful cats, they're wishing you so much happiness, health, vitality, and magic, and peace in 2024. You've got this. I hope you enjoyed this new episode of Bright Spots Radio and that it supports you in creating the life you deeply desire to live. And it would mean the world to me if you'd share this episode with a friend who needs to listen to this to bring some more magic in her life. And if we haven't connected yet on social media, I highly invite you to do so. Just go to Sandra Laura Manuela and I'd love to have you in my online world. I deeply appreciate you. I love you. And remember, you are amazing. I am amazing. We are amazing.